distance runner Meb Keflezighi made the U.S. Olympic team in 2012. He just missed a medal in the London Marathon that year, finishing fourth. Well, a year later, the Californian was injured, so he did not run in the Boston Marathon. 2013, of course, was the year when two bombs exploded near the finish line in Beantown, killing three people and injuring over 250 others. That night, he told a reporter that it was his goal to run the Boston Marathon in 2014 and win it in honor of those who were killed and injured. Man, did he come through. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. And during these times, you can go online and give anytime to support the show quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. And you'll find the mailing address there as well to contribute and help keep the show on the air. In 2014, Meb became the first American to win the Boston Marathon in decades.
And his name is Meb Keflezighi, who knows a good photo opportunity when he sees it coming. There's the line. He's across. Chebet second, Chepkwani, another Kenyan third. That took all he's made of, Larry.
What a personal best.
Yeah, Meb Keflezighi winning the 2014 Boston Marathon. And the 44-year-old is back with me on Sports and Commentary. So, Meb, you wrote the names of the victims of the bombing on your bib that year as a way of honoring those who were killed and injured. And you won the historic race, had a big lead, as I recall, but that lead kept shrinking and shrinking. The gap became smaller as you've crossed the finish line. Unwind the race that year from your point of view, will you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Boston Marathon, the Kenyans, they kept trying to slow it down out 5 miles. And, you know, that was my 19th marathon, so the one before that was not good. So I made a move about 5 miles into the race with 21 miles to go, and somehow, some way, they just let me have some gap. And then the gap got bigger and bigger, not that I was aware of, but in hindsight, people told me I had about a minute and 15-second lead. And then eventually, you know, no American has won this race in 21 years as a leader in it, and people are doing the waves, and people are clapping, chanting USA, USA, and you know, just super excited. And then, yes, the gap got shrank and shrank and shrank and got down to about 5-6 seconds with 1 mile to go. So I was holding out for dear life. And you know, I just kept praying and also work on my mechanic. And there, you know, I'd done the Boston Marathon three other times, so I knew the course pretty well, and I was within myself. But it was getting really tight, and then I, you know, Boston Marathon's point-to-point course where there's not a lot of turns, so you can't look back. But I was definitely looking back, just trying to measure that gap. If I'm sustaining the gap, or maintain the gap, or extend the gap, I was trying really hard. And with there was one turn to go with about 800 meters to go, so I just sprinted. So in that blind spot, try to make the gap look bigger when he turns around, and I was able to do that, and then coming to making a left on Boston, where the finish of the Boston Marathon is. It looks like the finish line is right there, but I know for a fact it's about 600 meter straight away. And even though it feels like right there, the finish line, I said, don't cramp up, try to sustain yourself. I'll crush myself. God, give me the strength, give me the energy, and to be able to come and chant USA, USA on that Boston street where the horrific of the bombing occurred, and to be able to pull the victory not only for myself but for our country and for the running community nationally and internationally. It was a magnificent moment for me and for the United States. And the Bostonians don't say congratulations, or most of them don't say congratulations. They're, thank you for bringing back the victory. And, you know, as soon as they heard, they told me, oh, here is a 2014 Boston Marathon champion, and then I just went to tears, and it hit me. It hit me big way, but it was a great honor.
Wow, what an emotional experience that had to be. And as I recall, Meb, reading a story about this, that you got sick to your stomach during the race. And I don't mean to gross our sports and commentary listeners out here, but is it true that you swallowed your own upchuck instead of dropping out?
I sure did, because the gap, like you were describing earlier, got closer and closer, and as you're pushing your body to the limit, trying to get them, make that gap bigger, a lot of bad stuff happened to your body, and I started almost vomiting, and I just kind of, there's a picture of me holding my head up and kind of swallowing and then try to charge, because you can't just go to the side of the road and, you know, show your weakness and vomit, because then you're going to make that gap that much easier to catch you. And obviously, when somebody's coming from behind in the marathon or any distance running, they got the mental edge. Once they get up next to you, they got you where they want you. So I don't want that to happen. So, yeah, it was a mile 24, in fact, with 2 miles to go.
Wow. All right, Meb Keflezighi, who won the Boston Marathon in 2014, the year after the bombing, with me on Sports and Commentary. It was a time of triumph for him, but he didn't start life with a silver spoon in his mouth. And I think we'll backtrack to your early days, Meb, and have you describe how you came to this country from Africa, the continent of Africa, Eritrea, and your family, and how the Lord moved in your life and your experiences to get you to become the king of long-distance running in our country. Meb Keflezighi, thank you for taking the time to come back. We'll talk again very soon. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.